everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah, yeah.
It's Marco and Krista. This is called Facebook Fighting. We spend a few hours, I guess, on Facebook, but it really takes about 3 minutes to scroll down your feed and find a fight.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Yes. And what we like to do now is, we reenact the fight for you, and then we have the players in this fight standing by online to actually see if they can hash things out and become Facebook friends again.
Isn't that nice?
Because right now they're not, they're fighting. And today, we actually have a lot going on here today. We're going to need a couple of different voices, so we're going to call in our super producer, Aaron.
I have to do two voices?
You do.
Yes.
Okay.
So the main players here are Petey and Audrey. But then Bert and Trixie want to chime in, and you're going to be Bert and you're going to be Trixie.
Cool, I get to be Bert.
Yeah, Bert. So Krista, you'll be Audrey, I'll be Petey. Aaron, you'll be Bert and Trixie. I need you to change your voice for Trixie because she's a girl.
Naturally.
And I think Bert should have a weird voice, too. So think about that in your head.
Okay.
And then this is Facebook Fighting. The great part is we have Petey and Audrey standing by, and they're going to be trying to hash things out next. But here's the fight that took place on Facebook. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Woo. All right, here we go. Hey, Gorgonzola breath, learn to cover your damn mouth when you burp in front of people. Ugh, I swear, some of these stupid peeps roaming our planet need a swift kick to the junk. And I'm not even kidding, bro. I work with complete pigs. Hashtag cover your damn mouth.
Are you really trying to call me out on Facebook because I simply burped? Oh, wait, let me guess, Petey. You've never burped or farted before, right? Must be nice to be so perfect. At least I don't have a gross, hairy neck like you do. You look like a damn werewolf. I mean, you sound like a chick. Hashtag lighten up. Hashtag shut up, wolf boy.
Boy, she went right to the hairy neck.
Petey, you're being oversensitive, dude. You know, I'm not trying to pick sides or anything, Petey, but you've definitely farted out loud. I've heard it. You farted out loud enough for other coworkers to hear it and smell it. Don't be a bodily function hypocrite. Hashtag just saying. Hashtag I'm not picking sides.
Oh, boy.
Perfect.
Okay, people. Trixie needs to weigh in on this sitch. Petey, we all burp and we all fart. Get over it. Quit being a bitch on Facebook and man the F up. Okay, on to you next, Miss Audrey.
Oh, boy.
Cover your damn mouth when you got to burp, girl.
Okay, girl.
Everybody knows burps and farts belong at your home and not at the workplace.
Amen.
On a side note, I'll be performing this weekend at a drag show in Milwaukee. Message me if you want your asses blown away this weekend. Hashtag big and beautiful. Hashtag like my Facebook page.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, done and done.
Why is everybody giving me S-bomb? I'm sorry, but if you have Gorgonzola breath, you hold in your burps. And no, I'm not kidding about any of this. I didn't sign on to smell burps from the gross girl at work. And to set the record straight, I've never audibly farted at work. I know you like spreading your legs, Audrey, but there's no need to spread lies, too. Hashtag, I've never farted at work.
I can't believe there's so much drama here on Facebook about burps and farts. I'm just going to say this, and then I'm out like trout, Petey.
Oh, my gosh.
I have never heard your fart with my own two ears. But maybe you don't realize you're lighting it up back there when we work. But I deaf can hear them when you're back there. You might be in fart denial, bro. Also, you do kind of have a werewolf neck. I've got my popcorn out because this drama is so cray-cray. I do have to say that my grandmother had the same thing Petey has. My grandma would make her famous meatloaf and then toot up a storm.
Ew.
The crazy thing is she never knew or realized she was farting. So Petey, maybe not, he doesn't even know he's doing it. It's a real condition. Also, don't forget about my drag show this Saturday. Hashtag I promise there'll be no farting there.
You see, loser, I'm not the only one in our office with gas problems. You have it too. Petey, don't hate on me for burping when you're doing way worse. I mean, I'm only burping. It sounds like you're farting up a storm, ruining people's lives. I just simply burp, so grow up and deal with it. Work may be uncomfortable now, but I don't give a shit. You started it, Petey. Hashtag, you started it when you farted it.
Make it uncomfortable? You're the one who made it uncomfortable when you burped the flavor of Gorgonzola in my face, Audrey. We are way too past uncomfortable. You're lucky I didn't report your ass to HR. Burp in my face again and see what happens. Hashtag, let's see if HR finds this funny. Hashtag, the werewolf strikes back. Ow!
There it is.
I can't even believe that's a real fight. But it is on Facebook Living right now. But I'm happy to tell you that Pete and Audrey have actually agreed to come on our radio show and try to hash things out and become Facebook friends once again, because that's what we all want. We want people to be friends.
We're excited for this.
But after this huge fight, who knows what's going on? We're going to start this morning with Petey. Good morning, Petey.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
So it looks like you got a little upset with a girl you work with named Audrey at work because she burped in your face, I hear. Is that
She's gross.
She's gross.
She's gross.
What happened?
So we sit fairly close to each other, and sort of, but she's just constantly burping and farting, mostly burp and burping.
I'm going to gross out.
So what you
she's
must
have the worst breath, like European cheese breath. It's just gross.
Oh, you're such a jerk.
Oh, here it goes.
All right.
You are such a. You know, I was going to let you talk. I was going to try to maybe see what you had to say. I mean, can't you say anything nice?
Here we go.
All right.
She's always talking and burping. What she does.
Okay. So are you guys how close are you sitting? You might be on phones like 5 feet from each other here on our radio show because you guys obviously work together. Audrey obviously is on the phone with us, Petey. So, Audrey, what does Petey do that annoys you so much?
First of all, he's not a nice person. You know, he rubbed me the wrong way day one. And, he says I burped in his face. That is not true. I mean, maybe, a little bit of an inward burp, after lunch, or I didn't let it come out. And
excuse
really
yourself from your desk and go to the bathroom, for God's sake.
No, I mean, a gentleman wouldn't even say anything anyway.
Okay.
He's just an all-out jerk.
Okay, so, but where are you burping and farting? It sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on at the office.
Lots of things happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not burping, okay? I don't mean to talk to you guys that way. You guys are great. I'm talking to him.
So, you know what it is? She's apologizing to you guys because she doesn't want three people mad at her. You're just, I think you should have some etiquette.
Oh, brother, take a break.
For yourself.
You're really going to be mad at me.
I think you should probably excuse yourself.
Okay.
Maybe you should just stop eating gassy stuff. Maybe that's just the easiest thing. Maybe everybody in the office will start liking
it. Let go of the broccoli. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I don't eat gassy stuff. Maybe I have vegetables, a little bit of, stuff like
you
that.
You have like
broccoli.
Like Taco Tuesday is
Taco
every day
Tuesday.
I make my own salads and I bring them to lunch.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well.
Listen,
I'm sorry I even brought this up because this is probably ruining your day. It's pretty gross, but she's burping, farting, pooping noises.
I am not. Shut up. You're the one that you fart to. I can't believe
no, that's something you expect from a guy, not a girl. Like, have some respect for yourself.
Really?
All right, hey, Audrey.
I'm getting out of this place anyway. Or at least, no, I'm not quitting. I would never do that, but I am not going to sit next to you anymore, okay? I'm sure that'll make you happy. It'll make me extremely happy, but there is no way I'm going in there, and I'm filing a complaint against you.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Now,
hey, wolf boy, why don't you go comb your neck, okay?
Oh, my God.
I would love you to do that.
That's where it is.
That's where going with Norelco and get a razor and take some of it off.
You're right.
I mean, really.
But I don't.
If you're
going to
start insulting me, I'm going to do it right back
on the air.
I don't care who hears.
I don't think HR.
You know what they're talking about?
You wouldn't hold that against
just let him go.
You're getting water
let him go.
Absolute idiot.
Okay. I wouldn't go into HR with the comb your neck wolf boy, although it's a funny line. I don't think HR has kind of the same tolerance level we have here. All right. Is there any way you guys are going to be friends again, or is this just not
I doubt it.
Salvageable?
No way.
No way.
I'm sorry. I know you guys are trying.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, and you're wonderfully nice
people,
but no.
Hey, Marco, do you know anybody that sells bubbles? Maybe put her in a bubble.
Oh, my gosh. Like
her,
the bubble boy?
I can't believe you. You hear yourself. You can send him a recording of this so we can hear what an apple he is.
I'll buy it for you.
I'll buy it for you.
Done.